talking today with Ms. Cheyenne Sparks. She is the Operations and Communications Manager for the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. So Cheyenne, for someone who's never heard about this program, could you kind of tell us about what services it has to offer and who those are available to?
Absolutely. So Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. Mediation is a voluntary, no charge service that we offer, and it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going. We want to make sure everybody gets to that agreement that they're looking for. And if you aren't able to come to an agreement, at least you have more knowledge of the situation and you're able to continue on and make sure that you're not losing funding, you're not losing time, and you are not losing relationships in your agricultural practice.
And where would the mediation take place and what would it consist of once people get there?
We mediate all over every 77 county of Oklahoma. We come to you because we want to make sure it's as no charge as possible. So we're going to go wherever you are, whether you're in Hollis or Miami, we're going to come to you. Typically, it takes place in an unbiased location, so that could be your local library or local courthouse. We also are housed at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, so you can come to our offices and mediate there. Due to COVID, we did start doing virtual mediation sessions, so if you're unable to attend in person, we do provide that service for anybody that's looking to do that from home. When you start mediation, we'll contact you. You call us to request mediation, we'll contact you about scheduling, and then we'll get everything on the books and contact all parties involved so that they're able to come together to come to an agreement.
So what if you request mediation with someone and they don't want to come? How does that work?
Being a voluntary service, you don't have to come to mediation. So say you contacted us about a fence line dispute and your neighbor doesn't want to come to the mediation session. At least now you have documentation proving that you attempted mediation. So if you have to go on to appeals and litigation, which we hope you don't, but if you do, you'll have the documentation showing that you did try to facilitate conversation.
And you talked about a 30-day time period for that mediation. Could you go into a little bit more depth about that?
So there's a 30-day time period on the USDA mediations. If you get a discrepancy letter from the USDA saying that you are denied into a program, you have a loan delinquency that they're accelerating, you have 30 days from the time that they issued that letter to contact us. And inside of those 30 days, you can call us, email us, any way that's most comfortable for you to request mediation. That is only for USDA though. So if you have a fence line dispute, a contract dispute with a non-USDA agency, or a family farm transition, there's no time frame on those requests.
And for those who are wondering if they qualify for mediation, who all is this service offered to?
So this goes for anybody. It doesn't matter if you are new to agriculture, have been farming a very long time. It doesn't matter if you are a lender, a producer, or somebody that just owns property that is having a fence line dispute. This is for anyone to participate in.
And where can people go to find more information?
You can find us on our website. That is ok.gov/mediation. Or you can email us mediation@ag.ok.gov. Also, you can give us a call. We're at 405-521-3934. That'll ring through to both of our cells. So even if we're not in the office, you'll get to us.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Cheyenne.